Okay.
Okay, let's go. Start.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Troop Chat, your weekly podcast for everything disability. Today I have with me Jonathan Shah, IBD, and myself, David D.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having us. So, David, what are we going to be talking about today?
Disability, inclusion, and what does it mean in the real world?
Disability inclusion. Look, I think it's a very important topic, disability inclusion, because it doesn't matter what disability you have, it's important that people with different disabilities, sorry, are included in society. It's simple as that. What are your thoughts, David?
Well, disability comes in different forms. Many people have disabilities, and most people have disabilities, but not every disability is able to be seen.
Yeah, some are invisible, but most or some of them are visible. But it's important to know that everybody needs to be included in society. What are your thoughts, Jonathan?
Why disability inclusion sounds good on paper, but my concern is whether it goes beyond having disability inclusion plans to meaningful action.
Yeah, no, look, I agree with you, Jonathan, but it's important to understand that people with disabilities shouldn't be seen as people who are special. Don't you agree with me, Jonathan and David?
Don't
want to be seen as someone who is special.
They don't want to be outcasts or stand out. They want to be treated like everyone else.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by disability inclusion. Including us without the need to make us feel like we're special and that we're unique.
Or we're different. Or we're different.
Yeah, or we're different. So, David, what are you doing to promote inclusion within your community?
Well, I like to get around, do things, do my own shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need help, I ask for it, just like everyone else.
Yeah. Now, that's a good point, David. What about you, Jonathan? What do you do to, I guess, promote feel included within your society, within your
physical disability or struggle, I get to attend a lot of meetings where I promote inclusive policies like I intend news outlets, elected commission every year to make sure we can all vote properly for...
For state elections in New South Wales.
So we can vote properly and be included.
Yeah.
So I have a voice for people with disability. Because that's a part of being included, having a voice.
Yeah, well, we all vote, even people with disability vote.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it accessible for people with, like, visually impaired.
Yeah.
Because I've voted every time.
No, that's good. Yeah, no, when I promote inclusion, I usually get myself involved with different access committees, different reference groups. So it's important for us people with disability to put ourselves out there in the community. And like I said, have a voice. Voice matter.
It's
important for being included and I guess inclusion. Yeah, David, sorry, what were you saying?
Look, when I try to include people with disabilities, I always, if I find something that there's a need to be fixed in the streets because it's a bit hard for me to walk or get around or do things, I make sure I action on it straight away because some people can't, like the other day.
Oh, yeah.
There was a tree blocking the actual crossing.
Wow, really?
And it was dangerous for someone to cross because the cars couldn't see us if we were crossing.
That's dangerous.
It was dangerous, and people couldn't cross. I couldn't cross, and I called the council, and they zoomed in on it, and they looked at it, and then they cut down that, they got rid of that tree because it was dangerous.
So,
and it was tangled up with another tree from the house.
Wow. So what you're saying, David, is you're using your voice. You got council to actually do what they're required to do and make it more accessible for everyone.
Everyone, exactly. I had one neighbor I told her, please make a complaint to, because she goes to me, I can't walk around there no more. She was older. She goes, I find it hard to walk there too.
Wow. See, you've raised awareness. And that's very important when you're trying to promote inclusion within your community.
See, we can all be disabled whether we're able, but the roads can disable us all. The footpath, if the footpath and it's not clear, it disables us all.
Exactly. I agree, David. Yeah, I've also raised awareness with the Galto. There have been lack of footpaths around my area, and it's not very friendly for wheelchair users. We have to go on the road just to, you know.
In Fairfield, it's like that too.
So things like that need to be brought up with like councils and see, things like that don't make us feel included.
Yeah, but
very important that we raise awareness and we notify people. Council of these things so that everybody with disabilities and able-bodied people can all be included within the community. It's not rocket science, son. Jonathan, you say you run Australian Disability, a charity-based organization to promote or to raise awareness.
Yeah.
Does that affect people with disability? I guess that's also part of being included, inclusive. You want to talk more about it?
I guess for me, strange disability is no matter what type of disability you have, to show people that we are all equal. That just because we have a disability doesn't mean we can't live full and complete lives. But I just don't want councils and businesses to think inclusion ends by writing a plan. It should be within every decision they make.
Yeah, it's all about, yeah, making decisions, being independent. I guess that's all about being inclusive. What about you, John? David, would you agree on that?
Yeah. Just making plans and being inclusive for trying to help others to be inclusive.
Yeah, yeah. How important is it that we are all included?
It's very important because you don't want to leave other people out.
That's, you want to, exactly right.
You want everyone, because it's like the kid that never got picked when he was playing, want to play football.
Exactly, and you don't want to be that kid.
You don't want to be that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
People get depressed because they don't get included.
Exactly, exactly. It's all about maintaining that respect, about respect as well. Would you guys agree on that?
Actually, another
being inclusive means that you are well respected by people. And so often, people with disability are often not treated with the respect that that they deserve.
Yeah.
And they feel singled out. So it's all about treating them with respect.
Respect. Like when I first became blind.
Yep.
I was like, all right, you can say like I was on my L plates practically. I didn't know how to, people just walk in front of you. They didn't care about you.
Exactly, and that shouldn't be that way. When you say hello to people in the room, you don't leave out people with disability just because they have a disability. You single them out. Like, being inclusive means having the respect and showing respect to every single person, no matter what their status is. Yeah, would you agree with me, guys?
I agree.
Because it's true. We need to be inclusive. We need to treat people with respect, with dignity and respect.
We do.
I'm saying that. Any final thoughts?
I'm inclusion is not just writing a plan. It's actually including people with disabilities in your decision making and not doing things to us, but acting with us.
Exactly right. We people as this, we as people with disability, we also have the ability to think and to make decisions for ourselves. But why is it so hard for people to not understand that? This is why we need to promote inclusion.
We need to
educate people on this.
Don't you just hate when you've got your carer and they ask your carer what you want?
Exactly, David. Exactly. And that is not respect in any way. That makes a person feel less valued.
It belittles the person.
It does. But, and that's not what inclusion is all about.
It's like at least have the common sense. Ask them, what would you like? The other person doesn't know what you like. Maybe you've changed your mind.
Exactly. I don't want to get fired up, but I just want people to know that education, as well as having conversations with people with disability, is okay. It's all right. Do not ever make them feel that they're less valued. It's all about that respect. When there are people in the room and there are people with disability as well, you make them feel included.
That's ask them a question.
Now, equally, just like don't.
Exactly. Don't disclude them.
And fairness.
If someone's in the room, don't exclude them. Include them. Ask them the question.
We want to go forward with this, but with society and the way they behave, we're taking a step backwards. It's not right, people. Educate.
It's like two steps forward, one step back.
Exactly, David.
Exactly. You're not going to make much progress there.
I only hope that we continue moving forward and not taking that one step back.
Yeah.
Or two steps back, sorry. Yeah, it's all good. So, yeah, in saying that, any final thoughts, David?
No, everyone should always think twice before they rant or they act according to someone with disability.
Yeah.
Even though you can't see you can see the disability, some people you can't, so you got to be careful. They might have a disability, but you can't see it. Like some people have allergies. You can before you give them food, ask, do you have any allergies?
Exactly, yeah.
Or that's is there something you can't eat or something you don't like?
Exactly. It's all, look, I've said this many times and I'll say it one last time. It's all about respect. And we respect for people and recognizing them for who they are, a human being.
Yes.
And nothing else. That's what inclusion is all about.
Exactly. Well, you've been watching Crip Chat. Thank you for listening. If you ever want to us to speak about something, just post it in our in the comments. Just pop
over in the comments if you have anything you want to talk about, if you have any issues, and we'll be happy to talk. But for now, thank you very much for joining Crip Chat. Any final words from Jonathan or David?
Thank you guys.
We'll see
you for listening. Please like and share.